everybody. My name is MJ the Tutor, and you are listening to another episode of Accounting Makes Sense, an MJ the Tutor podcast. This podcast is focused on helping accounting students all over the world by offering a quick warm-up on various accounting and business topics that hopefully leads to the generation of bigger discussions and conversation. For all those studying or thinking about doing CIMA right now, this is for you. In today's episode, we are going to offer 10 tips when retaking a CIMA exam. Be it objective tests or case study exams, these tips should help students in approaching and preparing for the recit exams. Failing an exam is really demotivating, especially if you've worked real hard in studying and preparing for it, only to find out when the results come out that you did not make it. But I am here to spread some cheer and sprinkle some motivation. If you need to mop to grieve about your failing results, do so. But don't be so long about it. Failure is not a reflection of your potential. It's a stepping stone on your path to success. Embrace this opportunity to learn from your mistakes, refine your approach, and emerge more prepared than ever. Success is a journey of hard work, dedication, and unwavering belief in yourself. Don't lose sight of that. Keep pushing forward because that breakthrough, your breakthrough, is just around the corner. Some of these tips may sound common sense, but I hope that hearing them will help reassure you that it can be done. Let's start with our 10 tips. Our first tip is: analyze your previous performance. To maximize your chances of success in CIMA exam resits, it is essential to analyze your past performance thoroughly. This means reviewing your previous exam results, identifying the areas where you scored poorly or struggled the most, and understanding the reasons behind those challenges. By pinpointing your weaknesses and acknowledging your strengths, you gain valuable insights that will inform you of your study strategy that you need to have moving forward. Tip number two, create a study plan. A well-structured study plan is a critical component to your preparation. After analyzing your past performance, allocate sufficient time to cover all the syllabus areas. However, dedicate more time and effort to the topics or subjects that proved challenging previously. Organize your study plan in a way that allows for regular practice, revision, and also breaks to avoid burnout. Tip number three, use different study resources. Diversifying your study resources can significantly enhance your understanding of the subject matter. Utilize CIMA-approved study materials, authoritative textbooks, and online courses from providers. Additionally, practice with mock exams and sample questions to familiarize yourself with the exam format and types of questions that you may encounter. Tip number four, focus on the weak areas. Targeted preparation for your weaker areas is essential. Seek additional support from tutors, study groups, or online resources to gain clarity and grasp complex concepts. Reinforce your understanding through practice questions and practical applications to build your confidence and competence. Tip number five, practice past exam papers. This is especially true when you're doing anything about CIMA exams. Practicing with past exam papers is an invaluable strategy for exam readiness. By attempting these papers under time conditions, you simulate the exam environment and experience the pressure of real-time constraints. This practice enhances your time management skills, allows you to identify weak areas, and gives you that opportunity to fine-tune your exam approach. Tip number six, simulate exam conditions. To further enhance your readiness, it is crucial to simulate exam conditions during your study sessions. Find a quiet and distraction-free environment, set a timer, and attempt practice questions as though you were taking the actual exam. This exercise helps develop focus, concentration, and composure, which will be vital and will help you a long way when you hit that exam room again. Tip number 7, seek support. Seeking support from knowledgeable individuals can be immensely beneficial. Engage with SEMA tutors, join study groups, or participate in online forums to discuss difficult topics, clarify doubts, and share insights. The exchange of ideas fosters a collaborative learning environment and helps broaden your perspectives. Tip number 8, learn from your mistakes. Don't shy away from analyzing and learning from your past mistakes. Treat them as valuable learning opportunities rather than failures. Understand the errors you made, identify common pitfalls, and take note of your thought process during those instances. These knowledge will help you avoid repeating the mistakes in your future exams. Tip number 9, stay positive and stay motivated. This may be an easy task, but when you've just faced your first failed mark, this can be daunting. A positive mindset and unwavering motivation are essential for success. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small, and celebrate your achievements along the way. Cultivate a strong belief in your abilities and maintain a growth-oriented perspective, which will keep you resilient and focused throughout your whole preparation. Tip number 10, take care of yourself. Lastly, prioritize your well-being during exam preparation. It is so easy to slip back and just do all work and no play. Get enough rest, maintain a balanced diet, and engage in physical activities or relaxation techniques to reduce stress. A healthy mind and body are more receptive to learning, enabling you to perform at your best during the exam. So by applying these top tips with dedication and discipline, you'll be well on your way to mastering the challenges of a SEMA exam resit and achieving your goals with regards to your studies. All I can say is good luck. Thank you for listening to Accounting Makes Sense. As always, I am your host, MJ the Tutor. If you're keen to connect to be updated with the arrival of the next episode of this podcast or find SEMA resources online, please head on over to my website, www.mjthetutor.com. You can also hit subscribe on whichever platform you are using to listen to this podcast. If you want to connect on social media, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the name MJ the Tutor. So I hope to see you again next time. Ciao for now!